Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Girls Night with Tom Brady. We've got some great guests. This week, we have Tim McLaughlin.
Yeah.
We have Connor Delahanty.
Yeah.
Old green shirt. And, of course, we have the lovely Tommy McNamara.
Wicko, wicko.
Tommy McNamara.
Hello.
But before we get to these sick pieces of piles of shit,
yeah.
They're pieces of piles of shit. We have some sponsors to blow through because I'm going to be honest with you guys. Girls Night isn't doing that well money-wise these days.
I got thrown out of AA for blowing through my sponsor.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wait, how did you blow your sponsor?
Yes.
Wait, why?
All
the
way through him?
I didn't know. Yeah. Oh, he blew through him to get to a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yes.
Because you can't.
Which he had just drank, and I was trying to suck it out of him.
Oh. Like
so it was really
a horrible sponsor.
Yeah, it was really his fault.
Well, that brings us to our first sponsor, which is, of course, Maud, which is M-A-U-D-D. It's Mothers Against Unerect Dad Dicks. And it's moms who are trying to get fucked, you know what I mean?
I get it.
They're more of an organization than a corporation. We've also got a new TV show, a hit new TV show for Christian television. It's called You Can't Spell Christian Without Ian, and it's Ian McKellen playing the role of a lifetime, Ian the Christian man. We also have
Ian the gay Christian man.
Yeah. Well, he put that away for this this show.
He put that away.
I'm gonna put away my gay dick now.
Says the guy who's clutching a wine glass of water while laying sexily.
You are laying kind of sexily. Clean that up.
Hey, listeners, since it's a podcast, they can just lie about whatever way I'm sitting. I'm not sitting like
you
that.
You are sitting like that. Don't you lie to my fucking
You're lying about
listeners.
Lying.
You don't listen. You don't lie to a dick princess, you lying sack of fuck.
What's
I don't
your
know
fucking response to that, Connor?
I wasn't.
You'd be quicker if you weren't laying like you were posing for a painting. Paint me like your Fringe Girls Night guests. our other sponsor this week, this is more of an HBO type TV show. Yeah, this is a premium one, and it's worth it because it's a show about a president who's single. Yeah, single president. And it's about her. Yeah, that's right, her.
What?
Woo! It's about her struggles to find a relationship while trying to balance the budget. Here's another spicy piece of information for you. Her vice president, also single and super hot.
Is it a dude?
It's a dude. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called V-PILF, which stands for Vice President I'd Like to Fuck.
That seems really mean to the president. Who's allegedly the star of the show.
Nobody wants to fuck the president?
Well, they have that show Veep. Like, why not V-PILF?
But you described it as if it was about the president being single.
Yeah, it is.
So is
and her trying to fuck the vice president.
Because she'd like to fuck the vice president. Yeah,
look, most of the show follows the vice president being hot and being in volleyball tournaments.
Does the president ever say, we need to start funding Amtrak more because I'm trying to get on the fuck train?
Did you already get an advanced script? Because that is in there. You can say fuck on HBO. Anyways, we have one more sponsor. Tim, do you want to share it with us?
Yeah, we're sponsored this week by Dave and Busta's. It's a new restaurant-themed arcade place owned by Dave Coulier and Busta Rhymes.
Whoa! That was Uncle Joey from last week.
Hey, cut it out. Oh, classic.
I'm not sure if that's going to... I don't know if this episode is going to come out first or the one we recorded like 2 weeks ago because we were too drunk on that one. It's taken me forever to
Where
edit.
Was I?
Hey, where were you?
Where was I?
Hey, you were here. You chose not to be on it. You went to bed like a piece of shit.
Yeah, like a pussy.
Like yes. Who had to run a real life, not like that fucking sick piece of shit Mike Cronin.
I had to harvest the fields.
What?
I had to wake up and harvest
you
the
You did
fields.
Have to harvest the fields. Connor's a corn boy professionally. Corn boy, Delahanty. Just imagine him shirtless in the fields, husking corn.
I think that's what sugar daddies should call, like, small Midwest gay guys instead of like twinks.
They corn boys.
Corn boys. I like that.
Get over
corn
here, corn boy.
Sounds like a racial slur.
Yeah, it does.
Look at these fucking corn boys.
I think it's probably for Native Americans, right?
Maybe.
No, they'd be maize heads.
Guys, we don't usually do this on the podcast, but we're going to check in on everybody. What have you guys been up to? Tommy, how you been, man?
I've been great. I was telling you about this the other day. I'm getting ready for in 2 days. I have a big dinner party at my apartment.
I'm getting ready. I'm excited about it, too.
We're all excited about it, right? Can we all get on board?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So it's my four roommates, and we're all bringing one date.
Can I ask some questions?
Yes.
Wait, yeah, that's a
You
that's
can
a
ask
good
exactly
question.
20 questions. Oh. No, none less, none more.
Let's try to get to 20 questions about this.
Connor, you count.
Connor, you had the first one, but you also have to count. And you count as a person. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Thank you.
That's what I was saying. Connor, you count.
The first question was from
Connor. You think anyone ever said that to Dracula? You count.
Shut up.
Okay.
Tim walked away because he was so offended by that joke.
Yeah, Dr. Maze Head doesn't like a pun.
Doctor?
Yeah.
Man, he moved through the ranks quickly.
I'm a doctor.
all right, first question was, you collectively get to bring one date?
No.
Like you're all dating the same person. This doesn't sound romantic at all.
We all get to bring our own date.
Okay. Follow-up question.
Okay.
How is this organized? You guys just decided you're going to have a dinner, like a holiday dinner?
We wanted an excuse to invite girls to our apartment.
See, that's what I was going to say. It seems like a good plan.
It's a great plan. And only one of our roommates has a girlfriend, so she had to come. But the rest of us got to pick whoever we wanted.
What about the old strategy about girls drink free?
Yeah.
Hey, that was great in the 90s, back when girls loved drinking free. But now,
hey, now guys, they want to pay for the drinks.
For a plate, girls eat free at my dinner party.
Okay. I have a question.
Right, yeah, this is what question is this? What number are we at?
We're at three, right?
Four. Okay.
So what the fuck were you guys saying about me when I was out of the room?
Called you Dr. May's head.
So it was good. You're a doctor now.
Oh, all right. No, so that's five.
Let's see. So how did you choose this the lady that you're bringing?
I found a very attractive woman.
Yes. How do you know this attractive woman?
Barely.
That's seven.
Barely.
Yes. Well, we met. We bonded at a party because we both knew all the words to the song "Stay" by Lisa Loeb.
Oh yeah. No. Can you sing us portions of that song?
You say I only hear what I want to. You say I talk so all the time. So. And I thought what I felt was simple. And I thought that I don't belong. And now that I am even, now I know that I did something wrong. You're a maze head.
Oh,
it seems like Connor, if he was there, maybe he would have
been my
girl.
Yeah. Yeah, you went the normal way. Okay.
I would have been Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yeah.
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Okay, how many questions do we have now? Eight? Okay.
Please, Mr. Steal Your Girl is my father. Just call me Tommy. Tom McNamara tweet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good tweet.
Blew up.
I'm Mr.
How many faves did that get?
That got about 63 faves.
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
That's nine.
Smith.
Yes.
Keep counting, you stupid fuck. Just kidding. That was mean. Was that too mean?
No.
10.
All right, 10 more questions.
Somebody else want to jump in here?
Yeah.
That's 11.
Okay.
That is 11 questions. So,
that's a good one.
So this chick.
This is fun, right?
I love the question game. Yeah,
okay. So this lady, she's coming over to your place. How did you bring it up to her?
Like a gentleman.
Oh, all right.
I got another question. How long do you plan to spend, for the rest of your life with her?
I would say about 60 to 70 years.
Okay.
And that's when Daddy's going to the Grand Budapest Hotel. That's a movie reference no one would guess.
Still going to be out?
What's up?
The movie's still going to be out.
Well, they're making a second one. Inexplicably.
Man, that Logan theater's real weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see.
Helen Mirren is so happy right now that I just referenced that movie.
What if she has a boyfriend? Does she have a boyfriend?
No, she doesn't. I know she doesn't.
How do you know?
Because I know her. We're best friends.
You already fucked?
No, god damn it. I'm a Christian man.
He's a Christian man. What,
I'm like Sir Ian McKellen.
you have a hit sitcom on the way?
Yeah, hitcom. what they call it if Chris Brown had a TV show.
Do you think that I have a real shot at pitching V-Pill?
Yes.
Okay.
What are we at?
We have,
and that doesn't count. My questions don't count.
No, your questions don't count.
Do we have two more questions left? All right, one more question.
How confident do you feel that this is going to work out?
Oh, 0 to -4.
And that is the end of questions.
Okay.
That's 20 questions. Now everybody has to go around and guess who the woman is.
I got it. Lisa Loeb.
Oh.
She knew all the words to the song.
Yep.
That was all it takes for
weirdly.
Her song. Who knows the words to my...
All right. I'm Lisa Loeb. You know all the words to the song. Do you have any weird dinners at your house that you created to bring a date
okay,
over?
Okay, my favorite thing in the world, though, is my roommate. My roommate, he basically, he told the girl that he invited that we were having a party instead of saying it's like a dinner party with four guys and four girls. And we were like, hey, why didn't you tell her what it was? And he goes, she would have said no.
I hope she brings a dude.
So you just tricked this woman?
I would have done the exact same thing.
Or she brings like six people.
Yeah, right?
All dudes. And she's and like, these guys are all here to fuck me.
What food are you guys having?
Roast goose. No, I think... My friend's a good chef. He's gonna cook lasagna.
Ooh.
I'm gonna get a cheesecake.
Man, this is a lot of heavy foods.
Are you getting it from the factory?
No. I think I'm gonna go to Eli's. Isn't that a nice place?
I've never been, but it sounds like it.
Do we look like we know where nice places are?
There's literally like
is this
a
Eli's
nail
off,
right there in the wall that you can see.
Off
Broadway?
No, that sounds good. That's some heavy foods.
Exactly.
I get it.
That's
the point. You're trying to fatten up these ladies so that then their standards are lower.
Exactly. It's amazing what you can do with a nice lasagna.
Or the old wounded gazelle.
So
slow.
Yeah, there you go. So you can jump at them? Is that your implication?
That's how you get them, right?
Yeah, you jump at them.
That's why basketball players
listen,
are the best women,
oh,
right?
My God.
Listen, I've fucked a lot of ladies.
Listen, Tim's gotten a hand job from a fat Asian woman. He knows.
Oh, we'll get into that.
Tim's wearing a jacket that someone died in, okay?
Did he die in that?
He didn't die in this one. He died in the leather one. You want me to put the leather one on?
That's why the leather one's
cooler.
You have
two of this guy's jackets?
Yeah.
He didn't even know the guy.
It's my uncle.
He saw a picture of him in his obituary, and he said, I want that jacket. Yeah.
This man
and,
was survived
and another
by
jacket.
His jackets. And the obituary had said estate sale Tuesday at 7 p.m., and then they just had jackets. I go, which one did he die in? And I said, that one. I said, which one did he wear the most?
He
and
pointed
I said,
to one around a corpse. You're like, I'll take that one.
You're wrestling a jacket off of a guy at his wake.
In the casket? That's so funny.
Hey, are you guys going to write your wills?
Write my will?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
What? But like, at how old do you write a will?
Yeah, I've been. I wrote one when I was. This is no joke. I wrote one when I was like 7 years old.
What did you bequeath?
I gave all of my stuff to the coolest kid in my class.
No, you didn't. What
so
a bitch!
Like me,
Tom. You have been a beta your whole life, bro.
What?
I mean,
give me an example.
To, like my mom. Like I had a Game Boy, and I was like, "That goes to Dave,"
because you wanted your legacy to be your stuff being worn by a cool guy.
I think that in my head, I was like, "I'm not gonna die anytime soon, really. But if I do, these guys will think I'm cool."
Well, yeah, you know what? Cool 7-year-olds love being included in weird documents.
They well, love
written
and
in crayon. The weird part is that the lawyer did sign off on it. No, I like wrote one, and it was just like in crayon. That's the saddest will of all
yes,
time.
Yes, it is the saddest will of all time.
That's legally binding.
You never want.
What if it holds
man,
up now, and that guy now gets all your stuff?
That would
die.
Be funny if somehow that held up. This like thing I wrote in a coloring book, like inside of Santa Claus's body.
Wow, what a lucky guy to get 3 Comedy Attic posters, and that's it. What a lucky guy.
Hey, that TV's mine. That PS3's mine.
Do you own 2
mine.
PS3s?
No, actually, that's Connor's PS3. Mm, mine's in my room.
Truth comes out.
Mine's in my room. I've got NBA 2K 15.
With the big 1-5.
We're going to have a tournament afterwards. So, you got a thing for this lady. How did you ask her?
Al, want me to read the text in response?
Oh, you texted her.
Oh, yeah.
You texted her. You're not. That's not gentlemanly. You said like a gentleman.
Well, the text.
I want to know if she understands the implication.
I thought you walked up to her and looked.
Hey,
like,
there's a big surprise party for you at my apartment.
Hey, I put you in my will. You have to come to this party now.
All right. Name omitted. My roommates and I are having a Christmas dinner at our apartment on Thursday. Would you do me the honor of being my date? Her response, new phone, who dis? Her response, well, that would be lovely. I would be honored.
Oh, my God, ooh. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I think this chick might be deep.
Oh, man. Tim, Sangle babes. Dick princesses. Well, technically, I have to say that this, whatever you're about to do, isn't going to work out because we all have to pretend we're single. So that the fans think that they have the illusion that they could fuck us.
Okay. Yeah. And,
most of us aren't, but we have to pretend like we are. So that, hey, the dick princesses like to imagine. They like to, they have pin-up
they're like
pictures
John Lennon.
Of, exactly.
You love to
they
imagine.
They love to hey Jude.
All I do is take pictures of my crotch and email it out to dick princesses Jesus. That ask for. But it's like in jeans.
How
you
many,
know?
Be honest. How many times have you been standing around at like a bar or something and somebody comes up like, hey, aren't you Tim McLaughlin from Girls Night with Tom Brady? And then they fuck you.
I mean, that's happened a lot.
Sure.
It's happened a lot. Well, what happens is...
Can I ask you 20 questions about it?
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah,
no. You can. We can't do 20. We can do 3 questions about it.
Okay, 5 questions.
All right.
What bar? What bar have you done this at?
What bar have I done this at? Okay,
that's
good
two
question. let's see. Wells on Wells. That's where it happened because our dick princesses like to go to bars where vodka sodas are $5.
They also like bars where the name of the bar is also the name of the street. That's why they love Weeds.
Yeah.
They love I-94 on I-94. They love all those bars.
Is that a real bar?
No, a bar on the highway?
Hey,
what are you talking
about? I'd go, baby.
The Village Tap.
Bar.
Is that on Village Tap away?
Yeah, because the bartender, the lady bartender was just staring at me. She's like, how do I know you? And I stood up on the thing, and she saw like my package in my pants, and she goes, oh, you're Tim McLaughlin from Girls Night. And she goes, get that hog in my motherfucking mouth. And I was like... The language is harsh, but okay.
Yeah.
She had heard about it from the episode where Marlena made you pull your dick out.
Yep.
And she said, oh, where is it?
Yeah, she did say, where is it? Like,
where is
a
it?
A few times.
Where is it?
It's under my, like, pelvis bone, but above my balls, but, like, hidden. It's got, like, this, I got this weird fupa thing going on over it that, like, hides it, but keeps it warm.
Okay. A fat it's upper like a, penis area.
I've got like a.
That's probably the most offensive term ever made. Fupa, yes. Probably. Sorry.
I've got like a fat.
That was a question. That's
I've got
a question.
Is it? Yes, it is. I've got a like a fat igloo that holds my dick in. I don't know what that means.
You know the Eskimos have over 1,000 words for cum, right?
I did not know that. Is that
five questions.
Next topic.
Oh, man. Okay.
Is snow one of those words?
Yes.
Oh.
That's a good one. Cold cum. Ew. Guys, come on.
That might be the
like,
grossest
that's
phrase
what I get
in the world.
At Subway,
that means it's cum that's kind of like sat for a while.
At Subway, they say, what do you want? I go, I want that cold cum trio.
I think that that's the worst. I know that I just said fupa, but I think the worst word that people use like all the time is cum. I think that's the grossest term ever.
Do you like jizz?
I don't like any of it. I was going to ask you guys.
What about sperms?
3 questions. I was going to ask you guys, what word do you guys use for that stuff?
I like to say a wintry mix. I heard that term used to describe weather yesterday. I thought
I
was
usually just say, sorry about that.
That's good. All right. Tim, what do you like cum, jizz?
I call it face lotion.
Oh, no.
Because then all these dudes are like, you're right.
I should say, I don't even mean... I want to say ejaculate, but that sounds like something a serial killer would
say. I
say
cum the most, I think.
Well, what do you say when you're like finishing sex? I don't have anything because I've never finished.
I say,
Can we talk about how men fake it
every time?
Three
questions, next topic.
Hold on, say that again.
Can we talk about how men fake it every time?
Thank you. I used to fake it a lot.
Sick of pretending.
I used to
men can't finish.
I used I've been saying it for years. I used to like just like make it look like I was having like a seizure while I was standing, and then just hawk a loog, and then just like hawk a loog under this chick's back, and she'd think that I came, but really I just spit on her back. That's a real fucking true story.
God. That's so funny. Well, nobody has ever finished, and if you prematurely ejaculate, that just means you faked it before because you didn't actually want to have sex. <That's true. laughs> Wow. So, Dick Princesses, send in your thoughts. What do you think is the best, like, way to say that? Like, I'm finished now. Like, mm-hmm. I've come to my conclusion.
I usually say, I'll get you a towel. I always clean the lady up afterwards, even if I have to spit on her.
Oh, man. You're a gentleman.
Thank you.
A scholar and a gentleman.
I do wear
a doctor.
You're a doctor. You're
I wear a graduation hat when I fuck.
Yay. When you get fucked by Dr. Mazehead, he cleans you up afterwards. Wait, don't worry about
it. You dropped out of college. I know, I stole it from some nerd that was graduating.
I'm legitimately curious about this stuff.
Sex?
Yeah, about sex. Who has anybody ever had it? I don't know.
No one I know.
I think it's an urban legend.
I think
black
so too.
People have it.
What'd you say?
I said I think it's an urban legend.
Yeah, urban
black
legend.
People have it.
Bill Russell. Oh. That's a fun
we
joke.
We might need to edit that out.
I think that's funny.
That's a fun joke.
Thank you so much.
So now that we've talked about cum for 5 minutes, let's talk about this lady that you're interested in. So you were telling me that you were kind of in a competition for this lady, right?
I was, yeah. And she, well,
it's so a stressful time.
We're framing it as an election.
Okay.
And he's McCain, my guy I'm competing with. I'm Obama. And then there's a third guy who thinks he's in it, but he's not. We call him Nader. But she was talking about McCain, and she said, yeah, Saturday night, the party was weird. Mike just kept rubbing my leg.
You just said...
And I just said, oh, God damn it.
We'll edit that out. Yeah, we'll go back.
John McCain.
That's so funny.
Yeah. You should edit Johnny. Yeah. Yeah, she was like, Saturday was weird. John McCain kept rubbing my leg.
I can just bleep that.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because John McCain's got those arms. From being in a POW camp.
Apparently, the real torturer is sitting next to him at a party. He got tortured.
Oh,
so
man.
Did you rub that chick's legs?
No.
Oh,
I'm a gentleman.
You didn't go, oh, was he rubbing your legs like this? Yeah, yeah.
And then she was like, it was good like this. No, I was telling you, it'd be funny if she was telling you to be like, yeah, it was really hot. So you immediately go from like, yes, he's out, to like, ah,
oh,
fuck.
Oh, no.
That's always interesting when you're in like a competition for a lady.
I think it's mostly tongue-in-cheek, or
of
at least
course.
I hope it will be.
Hey, high five. High fives all around? Let's do it. Well, not to him. Dr. Mazehead. There it is.
The Honorable Dr. Mazehead.
Oh, he's a judge now, too?
Thank you.
Judge Dr. Mazehead. And Pastor sense. Emeritus.
Of course. Tim, let's jump over to you, because you had some very interesting stuff happen.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's save you for last.
All right.
Let's go to Connor. Yeah, Connor, you
that was all me?
That was all you, baby. Wow. I mean, we talked about jizz and cum for a while, which I'm very sorry. I hate saying those
We
words.
Might have to edit that.
What
if someone says cum?
Hold on. Which part do you want to edit?
All of it.
You don't like
yeah.
to it?
No, I'm fine.
So here's the thing. I'm being serious. I hate those
I know.
Words.
I do, too. I hate talking about
but
it.
But that's why I like to talk about it, because I'm a truth teller, baby.
You live in that space between comfortable and uncomfortable. That's what I love about you, man.
It's true. That's why they call me Marin.
Rock the game.
What the fuck?
And sometimes it's, what the fuck?
And it's also, what the fuck?
We ended the last episode with that.
Did you?
But I shouldn't say that because
did you make it weird?
Oh, we made it weird, all right.
I mostly kept it crispy.
Did you?
Well, we found out that Eddie Vedder was staying in Keep It Crispy Tin.
You know, Chicago local comedians knew about the Cosby thing for a long time.
Is that right?
No.
Apparently they did. Anyways, Connor, green shirt.
Yeah.
What you been up to, baby? You were in Minneapolis, right?
Yeah, Minneapolis was fun. I don't know. The first day was a little rough because I had to drive there after my birthday. Which
we had a fun time on your birthday, so baby.
What happened?
Drunk. Well, my mom came up to visit, and I met up with her at like 1. And before I met her at her hotel. Like before I even sat down, she put a beer in my hand. So I was just like, here we go.
Connor's mom is more of a party bitch than I am.
What's Connor's mom's name?
Sally. She's a goddamn monster, but I love her. She brings her when she last time she did it.
She bring a cooler with her?
She brought a cooler with her. And in the cooler, instead of just bringing like a bottle of Bailey's, which you totally can do,
mm-hmm.
She puts Bailey's in like an empty Coke bottle, like a 2-liter.
What?
To sneak it over. She was probably drinking it on the way, now that I'm thinking about it.
Probably.
You know what would be really funny?
Why she did it.
If she put Bailey's in a Ziploc bag.
Just put a straw in it.
Like she made her own like weird Bailey's Capri Sun.
Yeah. That's
an Irish Capri Sun.
And then she said, she's just like, I don't know, kind of racist sometimes.
Yeah,
we were watching on the TV was like SVU, just the episode.
Uh-huh.
And so the cops went to investigate and they went to this house and the house was a black family's house. But
yeah.
It was a very nice house. And my mom goes, oh, it's weird that the show decided to put a black family in a real white household. And
isn't
I like,
that what our country did when we elected Obama?
Thank
folks.
You. He's not my president.
White House. Lock the gates. Okay,
but then I was like, I tried to like save her. I was like, no, what do you mean by that, Mom? Hoping she'd be like, no, that's not what I meant. But she goes, well, no, like it's real nice and stuff.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then I was like, wow,
terrible,
do you know your black boyfriend is right here?
Yeah, her boyfriend is an African American man.
Yeah, but he's just like, nah, your mom's weird. I'm like,
what's his name?
His name is Mark. Mark Potter.
We had
him up on Facebook.
Well, that doesn't sound like a very black name.
Yeah,
it sounds like a real nice name.
White name. No, I'm kidding. They came to the show that we did that night, though. I don't mean to.
What was the
show?
I don't know if you, this week's show.
We did this week's show.
How was it?
It was
Old Breezler was closing it out.
Ooh,
hey,
yeah, it was
best.
Tom Tooley and I. It was great.
It was real
fun.
Nigel Ung, Aaron Sutherland said the grossest stuff I've ever heard in my life on stage.
For huge.
He said something about a fetus. I'll leave it at that. It was gross. But
well, he knew my mom was in
Anthony Fetus.
News.
Yeah, that was a good time. And Connor had a real fun set.
Oh, yeah.
What
I just kind of like made fun of my mom a whole lot.
And her boyfriend on stage in front of them.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were going to pull back on it. You fucking let it all out.
Well, I was like
was
real
good.
Drunk. So I was just like.
It was so fun.
I wish I was there.
It was a great
time.
Yeah,
I mean, you could have come.
I was probably booked on something better. But
then this week's show, they take reservations.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There were two reservations.
So Anthony Bourdain couldn't come to that show.
he has no reservations, from what I hear.
Yep.
I got
that's for Tim who didn't get it.
I got it. I got it. I just didn't. I thought I would let it sit and not explain it like I was a fucking moron. Like Tom.
Okay.
Hey,
yeah.
It's a fun time.
Moron.
Hey, I'd like to. Who cares? hey, we all tried to save Tommy's bad joke, and we failed.
It's a fun joke.
Hey,
you
guys throw
you
me under the fucking bus, I'll come
you know
at you.
You know whose fault it is? Connor's for being so goddamn boring.
That's true. I can edit all of this out to make it sound like I'm the smart guy.
I wish that when you put out this podcast, it was only your voice. Like, well, everyone thought they were guessing.
We have explained before on the show that what I do is after the show, I edit out all of you guys talking, and I just recreate your voices with me, and it's just saying stuff that makes me seem better.
Like a clumps kind of thing? You're
exactly.
Playing a character?
I do
see,
all the characters.
I knew that, so that's why I talk as little as possible, so you have less to do.
Make it
and
easier.
And I just said that.
Do an impression of Tommy Mac.
I'm nervous. No, you go.
I'm Tommy Mac.
No,
you're just supposed to talk
like
yourself.
You're supposed to yourself. Do it again.
All right. Hey, Tom, why don't you do an impression of Tommy Mac?
All right.
I'm Tommy Mac. I think I'm really cool and funny. Oh, look at my new shirt.
How do you feel about that? I feel like I nailed it.
That was
pretty
good. Pretty
good. He is wearing a new shirt.
Yeah.
And,
how'd you know the shirt was new?
Andy's pretty cool and funny.
Five fucking times. No, it's a great shirt. But back to green shirt. Speaking of shirts.
Nice.
No, Connor talked about them in front of them. And did they... I forget, what was the reaction? Like, your mom liked it, right?
Yeah, I think she did. I didn't really, I don't know, her boyfriend, he's just kind of...
I'm pretty sure I remember him.
I've said much worse things to
really?
His face.
You're like, you're not my real dad.
No,
we're not even the same color.
Then I tell him he is my real dad. That's worse. No, like one time at a Christmas, because he is he's a very white black guy in terms of he has a lot of guns. He plays golf. He lives in Fishers,
yeah.
Indiana.
Man.
So one time at Christmas, he was like, "Hey, Connor, I got a new toy." And I was like, "Oh, well, let's see, Mark. You're the whitest black guy I know." I was like, "You golf? You have guns? What do you do now? You just buy a slave?" And oh boy, my family did not think that was funny. Except my uncle. My uncle.
You told him that he was the whitest black guy you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, if you have sex with my mom, I get to say stuff like
that's
that.
That's true.
You
pretty much get to say whatever you want
if
to somebody who enters
not me,
your
like,
mom.
I'm just, he knows I like
no,
it.
No, it's like a compliment. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not very, like, it's not white or black to own a lot of guns. That's just trashy.
Explain.
Well, because black people own lots of guns with their drive-bys and their liquor store robberies. And white people own lots of guns because they have to go kill their own food to make them feel like they're being a part of the world.
Tom Brady does not stand by the thoughts of
Jimmy
Butler. He also does not approve of the term white black guy.
I approve of that term,
but
Connor.
Okay.
I like to say they're black-ish.
Oh, God.
Starring Anthony
well,
Anderson.
Well, I'm glad that we
I saw
really
Anthony
covered...
Anderson at Ribfest.
Really?
Your
really?
Thoughts? He's eating ribs. What a guy.
And edit
That's
point.
A real conversation stopper, yeah. You guys got no anecdotes about Anderson?
I got nothing.
Anthony anecdotes?
I saw him. Oh, God
damn it.
I think Anthony Ander quotes.
That's the worst Twitter. It's the only things Anthony Anderson has said in his like horrible Kangaroo Jack movie reels.
It's like, oh, no, this didn't take off either.
Yeah, it's only quotes about his movies.
Oh, that was a fun time, though. On your, I mean, your birthday was a good old time. I hadn't drank that whole week, and then I got real toasty that night.
Whee!
Got a free ride home.
Yeah, I got a ride time. Home. That was great.
I ate a delicious pizza.
Got a new
pizza.
Pair of pajamas when I got home.
You did.
I put them on right in front of you.
You did, right in front of me. I bought him some pajama pants. I almost bought you a full body pajama suit.
That would have been a onesie?
Yeah, but I didn't think you'd wear it.
I would have worn it. Probably
God
wouldn't fit
it.
Right, though.
No, it was really big. I think
oh,
it would have
thanks.
Fit. No, Connor gained all of his weight back. We didn't want to talk about it, but...
Do you think that if you put the Last Supper, that table at a comedy show, would they be a fun table?
I feel like they wouldn't be.
They were having wine.
That's true. See,
I feel
like that'd
like
be
Jesus
really
would
awkward.
Hate the concept of a two-drink minimum.
Yep.
Well, I feel
I
like
make
they...
my own drinks.
Yeah. All right, give me two waters.
Order waters. Yeah, I don't think they would be good because they'd show up and then the comic would like make fun of how
yeah.
they're dressed and stuff.
It'd be a bummer because the MC would come out. They'd be like, "Is anybody celebrating anything?" And Jesus would be like, "My death to motherfucking Moro." And everybody'd be like, "Oh no, this guy's gonna die."
Mary Magdalene's wearing a penis necklace like she's at a bachelorette party.
I was about to say Mary.
Jesus
like,
would be like,
"I
don't need to sign
scene.
Up for the email list."
Tommy. No, we already covered you. No, now we...
Quit my day job.
You quit your day job.
I did.
Yeah.
That's exciting. How are you feeling? Are you scared?
I've been making my bed a lot more.
It's weird the little things you start doing.
That's the big change, yeah. Because
you got to feel somewhat productive or else you feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking dogs, I have to like do little... Like I started going to the gym way more, and like now I started cleaning lately. Not well, apparently. If you look around our place, but my room is at least like the clothes are put away. Are you scared about money or anything?
Yes.
Have you been looking for a new?
Yeah,
new job?
I am looking for another job.
Yeah,
but
you could deliver. You could work for Postmates.
What's Postmates?
It's I found them today. It's like a courier service where they say you can make $25 an hour.
Because I love curry, and this sounds even currier.
This is even currier.
Ooh.
Is that lady texting you?
No, this is comedian Mike Sheehan. We're all familiar. He keeps Facebook messaging me about whether it's Coppa Squat or Papa Squat.
Papa Squat.
That's what I said.
Yeah, what the fuck's this motherfucker talking about? He's an idiot.
He said, how would you pop a squat in all caps? You but how would
down.
You cop
you
a squat?
Cop a squat?
That's like, that's what I said. Same, like pop, lock, you pop with hips.
Pop, lock, and drop it.
He's saying that it's like, you ca- you know how you like cop some, like, let me cop that hash. Is well, that was his example.
let me pop that hash, for that matter.
Yeah, cop a feel, etc. I think that pop is correct.
Pop is definitely correct.
Like, once
correct.
You pop, the fun don't stop.
Thank you.
Hey, true. Why don't you say, instead of looking it up with me, go on the fucking internet and figure it out, you sack of shit.
Because I'm doing
a
fucking podcast right
now,
well, and
now
I need
Mike
to be
Shan,
present.
Every time he types something in Google, it actually just goes straight to Tommy's
That's
phone.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I'm sorry, Tommy.
Tim McLaughlin.
Yes.
How you been, big dog?
I've been good.
You've been doing a lot of shit.
Yeah, I've been gone for 3 weeks. I was in Indianapolis. Where I had what I thought at the time was the rowdiest crowd in the entire world.
And then you were proven wrong?
Then I was proven wrong last weekend. And then the weekend after that, I was in Pittsburgh, spent Thanksgiving alone at a, at a Bar Louie where I ate...
No!
Yeah, where I ate pot stickers and sliders.
Lonely Thanksgiving, yeah.
I walked in and there was just a lady bartender there and I was like, are you guys like open? And she was like, yeah, and I just sat there for like 2 hours alone watching basketball.
Another drink, Dr. May's head.
How'd you know?
I didn't have enough money to buy drinks. I only had enough money to buy food, so I had to just buy
this
food.
This is so sad.
That was cool. And then I did the Pittsburgh Improv, and then I got blacked out Saturday night.
Nice.
And I thought, and I didn't remember, like, I threw up all over the wall of my hotel.
Were you drinking with people?
Yeah. I was drinking with a bunch of people.
Like the comics?
The comics and then people from the audience after the show.
Oh,
everybody went, like, there's a like a Rock Bottom brewery or whatever, like right across the street. So you just cross the street and everybody's over there.
All right.
And they were buying me drinks and then people like, what do you want? I was like, I'll drink fucking anything. So I had like...
Great choice.
So I had 2-3 Wiseman shots.
What's that?
Jack, Jimmy, and Johnny.
Oh, I thought, because Three Wiseman's a brewery. Never mind.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So I had 2 of those.
I've never heard of that. Wow.
Yeah, I haven't either.
And those fuck you up. And
clearly.
Then I had like 9 beers. I had a couple other shots. I don't remember.
But you blacked out and
I
you went to the hotel.
Out. I went back to the hotel. I threw up on the wall and then I threw up in the toilet. And then the next day I had to clean the wall up. And then the next night I went over there and the general manager and the headliner were talking and they're like, man, you were a real fucking asshole last night.
What?
And the general manager's like a black guy. He goes, I didn't like all those racist jokes you were making, man. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I just had put my head in my hands. I was like, God damn it.
What did Eddie say to you? Sorry, the headliner. I don't know if you want to.
Eddie, after I was working with Eddie.
Didn't you say he texted you? Like,
yeah, he texted
you said
me
some
earlier,
fucked up stuff to
yeah,
the.
Yeah, he texted me earlier in the day, and it just said, you basically told Wintus to go fuck himself last night.
That's like the manager of the club, right? Yeah.
And so.
This is the Pittsburgh Improv.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So I'm over there, and so they're doing that, and then I'm, like, feeling so bad. And then all I just hear them laughing their asses off. And halfway across the room, I go, fuck you, dumb motherfuckers. I was so pissed.
You got punked.
I did. I got punked. And then,
that's pretty fun. That's a good-hearted manager.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty good. He's like, he came up to me, goes, I didn't want to do it, but Eddie kept telling me I had to. He's like, he was right. It was funny.
That's really funny.
What's so funny is you got caught like acknowledging that you would make racist
exactly.
jokes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, the thing
you're
is,
like, that sounds just like me.
You know you're thinking it.
Yeah. Well, I do, but like usually only.
No,
to...
he says you say ridiculous.
Yeah.
I feel like you say absurd things.
But only to, like, I don't do it to guys, like, people I don't know. I guess last night I did, but, like...
Wait, what?
When I was making those racist jokes on stage when we were trying to figure out who won Merkel's, which wasn't me.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. Oh, yeah. Oh, we gotta talk about that in a minute.
And joke was generous there.
Yeah, I don't think that could be... You know, you said we could just say what you said. Merkel's there is an open mic contest in Chicago where if you get to the finals, you have to take audience questions and like improvise your answers. And Somebody said something about Philadelphia. Oh,
Tommy Mack.
It was me, local hero, Tommy Mack. So you were giving an answer about AIDS, and you said, yeah, Tom Hanks from fucking Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So my question to all the comics was, make up a tagline for the movie fucking Philadelphia, which I thought was a fun question that no one ran with.
Well, my brain froze.
Whoa.
And what you said
taking
was
out your aggression on my fucking podcast like this.
What I said was fucking Philadelphia, where the blacks get it done.
You said blacks are getting it done. What does that even mean?
Said, I think you said one of those cities where the blacks are getting it done.
It didn't make any sense.
And it seemed everyone thought it was racist, but then I had to explain to everyone that Denzel Washington, as Tom Hanks's lawyer, gets it done later when I could think about what I said.
and right before then, not right, well, like an hour before then, Tim was like, you know me on the spot? Like,
yeah, I'm great.
I kill
on
it
the
on
spot.
The spot.
The best on the spot. My brain would not work. I was sitting there like thinking while they're talking. I'm like, fucking work, you dumb piece of shit. Like, think of something.
What was so bad about the Indianapolis crowd you were in front of?
They wouldn't shut up.
They were just rowdy. It was at Morty's, right?
Yeah, and I was hosting. I was hosting, and yes, it is an A club. And I was hosting, and I flipped out on them. But they shut up after that.
Uh-huh.
Like, after my set, they were good for Steve and Jen.
That's good. Okay, so you were in Pittsburgh.
I was in Pittsburgh. Then I went back to Indy to work for my dad for 2 days because I could make a little extra money doing that quicker.
Right, sure.
Than,
then you went to Kansas City, Kansas, correct?
So I went to, well, yeah, it's like Overland Park, Kansas, which is basically the same thing. It's like a suburb of Kansas City.
Okay.
And white trash.
Gotcha.
All over the place, just hanging out. And, you know, I was at a wonderful hotel. I was at the Homewood Suites in Overland Park, Kansas. And that's just, if there's any shining light to that city, it's the Homewood Suites.
It's a good hotel?
Yeah, it's a good hotel. We, so Saturday we're hanging out and Eddie's like, hey, we should go get massages. And I was like, okay. So we found like a cheap massage place, but it was Asian lady massage place. And we go in and, I'm laying there. She just goes, here's your room. And so I'm just laying in the room and she didn't tell me to undress or anything, and there's like a towel there, so like I undressed my boxers, and then I lay down on the bed and I put the towel over my butt and boxers, like a usual like massage, you know?
I've never had a massage.
Oh, so like usually you just put the towel over your butt, and you can be naked under the towel, but like when you flip over, they'll hold the towel up so they can't see your penis. Uh-huh. Or they look at your penis, who cares, you know? I'm a free man with my free body. I'm a hot guy.
You're a hot dude with a hot bot. You're a hard body. You told us that.
Yeah, I'm told Timmy hard body. So I'm laying there with the thing over my butt, and the lady takes it off, the towel. Then she starts pulling my underwear down. She goes, yes? And I was like, yeah, okay, I guess. I was like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what this place is. And then she just starts massaging the shit out of my butt, like digging her elbows.
She massaged the shit out of your butt?
Yeah, and that was crazy.
Did you poop on this lady?
I did. She was, well, the pictures they had for her online were like real young, hot Asian chicks.
Did you know this
chick was old and fat.
Did you know that it was going to be this, the thing? Oh, sorry. Keep going with the butt thing. Sorry.
Oh, so she's massaging my butt a lot. And then she's like, her fingers are like grazing my ass crack. But I had taken like a horrible shit earlier that day. And I was just in my head like, I fucking dare you. I dare you to stick those fingers. You're going to have a bad fucking day, lady. And so she's doing
You're acting like she wanted to stick her fingers in your butt.
She's
like,
a sex slave.
She's like, God, I just can't wait. I'm so tempted to fucking jam these fingers up this weird maze head's fucking asshole.
So then she has me flip over, and then she throws like a little towel on my dick. And as I flip over, this guy starts getting a massage from the lady next to us.
Uh-huh.
And he's just the most depressing guy in the world. He's like, oh, my family left me. I have no one for the holidays. He's like, what do you want for Christmas? And the lady's like, none of these chicks speak fucking English. They got shipped over from Asia because they're sex slaves. And the chick's like, oh, I don't know, Christmas, I don't know. what do you Christmas? And he's like, he's like, I want you for Christmas. And like,
it's so funny that he was trying to use like a pickup line on somebody who like has to fuck, like has to jerk him off.
Yeah. At that time, the lady is like, had my hand on my own dick and she's moving it up and down. And
yeah.
Like, oh, and I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, you know. I was like, yeah, okay. So my dick won't get hard because fucking Sad Sack Sally in the other room's making me depressed. And I'm all nervous because there's only like a curtain.
Yeah.
In between me and the rest of the world. And then I hear some guy in the background like yelling in Chinese.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know where what's happening over there. And the lady just starts taking the lotion and hitting my dick with it. She goes, oh, no work, no work, oh, no work. I'm like, yeah, that's how you get someone's dick.
You know what I would have done if she tried to put her fingers in my butt?
What's that?
Walk the other way, folks.
Joey Deschanel.
Joey Deschanel is
hey,
here.
Walk the other way.
No relation.
That's
thanks for coming in, Joey.
Hey, no problem. I always come for your Christmas episode.
Eddie, I guess this is, well, I don't know if this will be the Christmas episode.
My publicist said this was the Christmas episode.
Eddie
I
said,
don't know if we can guarantee that.
Eddie said the so Eddie didn't get a hand job.
We're going to have a holiday spooktacular for the Christmas episode. Sorry, he didn't get a hand job.
He did not
when
get
you
a hand
came
job.
Into there and when you came into there, oh. Did you know that it was a hand job situation?
We had a real good feeling. But Eddie was like, I just want a massage.
Well, I guess
was
you said that thing with
her hand on your dick.
Oh.
The feeling that you looked her up in the Back Pages thing? I forgot about that.
Yeah,
part.
Yeah, we looked her up on backpage.com, but like,
so why did Eddie go there if he didn't want to?
Cuz it was cheap. It was a cheap massage and he thought that it was still going to be like a good massage,
but he knew that they were jerking people off all day.
We didn't know that,
yeah, but
for
he's
sure.
Still like, no, thanks.
It was in
no,
a
but her yeah, hands still have still been touching dicks all day. Those are the
who
hands you want.
Whose hands haven't?
That's true.
She did have
that's
dick hands
point.
All over them, but they had to wash them. I think. I don't know. It didn't smell good. But
how much did it
in
cost?
The bathroom, did it say $35 must wash hands before jerking another
bones.
Guy off?
35 bones?
For a 30-minute massage and cranking off of my hog. $10 tip. Cost me $45.
$10 tip. Jesus.
And you were telling me that somehow it wasn't illegal.
It's not illegal because we didn't agree on a price for the hand job. It's just a part of the massage.
It just seems like
and your cock's weird part of your body,
that
so
I don't
she's,
buy into.
Oh, I'm sorry that when my cock gets massages, it throws up.
Don't you think that the woman?
So that's the part. That's what you like to say. Oh, sorry, my cock just threw up. It's so grossed out by you that it threw up.
Seeing as you're a judge, does that hold up in court?
Yeah.
Sorry, Tommy.
You know what we say in the Deschanel family? When you get a hand job, you pay the ultimate price, sacrificing another human's dignity. That's what we say, you piece of shit.
Wow. Walk the other way. Don't take that hand that job. No way. That's staying
I
in.
Feel like I'm not on I good terms Joey. With Joey Deschanel.
Oh, my God. Where's Joe?
Oh, Joey left.
Joey left. Maybe he'll come back later.
You, yeah. He might pop in and
he
out.
He just got on his fucking soapbox for a second.
Did I piss him off, you think?
I don't think he likes you, man.
I don't know.
We might find out later if he comes
pretty
back.
Hard moral code.
He might have been jealous.
That's true.
That so, I had $45 to spend?
Yes.
But you're saying if you get a prostitute and then you guys just can't decide on a price, somehow that's not...
No,
because
you got to pay her anyways. You got to pay a prostitute. You have to come up with a price for an action.
Okay.
So the price was for a massage.
Right.
That she threw the hand job in for free because
it's just a bonus hand
I think
job.
She was in love with me.
Ooh.
She kept looking in my eyes, tweaking my nips.
That's a weird choice to make.
Did you get a happy ending because you ate Thanksgiving alone, or did you have to eat Thanksgiving alone because you got a happy ending?
Great.
I got a happy ending because I ate Thanksgiving alone.
I don't like the term happy ending because I don't think that I would be happy when it was over. I think it should be called a guilty ending. That's how
I've never felt guilty jerking myself off, but I've never felt worse leaving that massage place.
You didn't jerk yourself off.
Wait, you mean like the way when you leave like Disney World, you're like, oh, I want to go back.
I would love it if it wasn't a happy ending massage and she was massaging you while you just jerked off.
Yeah, I went to this fucking dirtbag establishment. Yeah, you jerk off and they massage you.
It turns out it's like a Fight Club situation. You were just beating off like, no work, no work.
It was like massage.
Yeah, she was hitting you with the lotion bottle to get you to stop. No, I'm working. No, I'm working.
Sir, put your penis away.
Those are way more words than she knew.
Hey.
Hey.
No, she
didn't. Oh, oh, oh.
She didn't know any English. I'm not like, being a racist. That's just a straight up fact. You guys don't know. You weren't there.
I don't know if this is my disease, but I think Tim Allen just showed up.
It's me.
Pure Michigan. No, that's Joey Deschanel. You tried to take advantage of my selective Tim Allen disorder. We've talked about this on a previous episode. I have a disease where sometimes I think that people in my life are Tim Allen. It affects 2 in 7 billion people. Me and Tim Allen. anyways, all right. So you're saying it's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
So did you guys exchange numbers? Where
did
do you go from
her
here?
To the show?
I didn't. I should have.
You should have. That would have been funny.
Well, good thing she didn't come because the second show Saturday got very racist.
She's supposed to come.
Oh yeah.
In the happiest ending, you both come.
I'm pretty sure she creamed her jeans.
She was wearing jeans.
Nah, she was wearing like a flowery dress that held in all her fucking fat stomach.
Oh my god, you hate fat people, Tim.
I know, and I kind of am a fat person. Like I'm very out of shape.
Hey, in the old country, being fat's a sign of success.
Oh,
bitch!
Man, Joey Deschanel's punchlines have really changed.
Tim, have you ever been a part of an Italian Christmas?
Yes, I have.
Good. Go on.
Well, Joey, we're glad to have you on.
We have our rigatoni with our gravy with some mozzarella.
Yeah, you know what they say. That's why Rudolph's nose was so red. All the gravy.
Ayo.
Bitch. Guys,
don't.
You, when did this bitch thing become a factor?
Dumb wop reindeer.
Oh my god.
Don't you want to know what I've been up to since my last
Alright, Joey, what have you been up to since you last? Come on.
So I went back to Byron Allen.
You went back?
Because once you've had a taste. Ooh-y.
That's dangerous territory. Byron Allen had you leashed up.
Yeah.
He's like that gravy.
For you guys who don't know, Joey Deschanel was a comedian in the 80s, and then Byron Allen leashed him up, and he never unleashed him.
He has this
TV show called Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen. Some comics he doesn't unleash.
I was the only one who ever came back.
Joey burst out and escaped.
I said, Byron, you're going to like my new act. It's a little edgy. So then I told him, I come from a big Italian family. I got a brother and a sister. Bitch. Leashes me up, fucks me, sends me on my way. Swear to God.
He let you go? He said,
fly away home, little Joey.
He called you little Joey?
Which is weird, because I'm at least 57.
Yeah, I was going to say no less than 57.
But that's not what I'm here to talk about today.
What are you here to talk about today?
I'm here to talk about today about the first ever Girls' Night Italian Christmas dinner.
Ooh. Oh,
all four of us are going to invite one date.
Yeah. Oh my god, this sounds a lot like Tommy Mac's situation.
I've got my date picked out.
Roommate?
Yes. I'm the one who tricked the woman. And you know who that woman was?
Who's that?
Sinbad.
Byron Allen. I said, Byron, come leash me up in my apartment. He said, okay.
Man, Byron loves leashing people up.
He can't get enough.
What is your end game with Byron?
What's up?
What's your goal? Are you trying to date Byron Allen?
Yeah, I'd like to be wifed up. You know, winter's cuffing season.
Yeah. Wait, Joey, are you? Not that this is important, but are you gay?
What? Yeah, you gay,
bro? Are you a gay comedian?
Ah, for Maron.
What?
Okay, I get
you. Oh, you're saving this story for Mark Maron's podcast?
Hey, you think I'm going to burn it on fucking Dick Princess Hour? Oh, wait, I'm here. I'm Maren. Yeah, I'm gay.
Thank you. Oh, we tricked him. I knew this would finally work.
Oh, no.
You heard it here first, kids. And it's we also have gotten a new demographic of children. We stole some of those fourth graders who like Amy Tan. That's our rival podcast. Mm. It's the Boy Luck Club. We stole some of their listeners. Those pieces of shit kids. They can't drive.
And we're not giving them back.
Guys,
well, you know my new catchphrase, right?
Bitch.
With me. No, my other new catchphrase that I just came up with.
What's that?
Hey, it ain't Marin, but it'll do. So let's all try it together. 1, 2, 3. Hey, it ain't Marin,
but it'll do.
Jeff R. Carey, everybody.
What callback. A callback. All right, guys. We're going to take a break and... I don't know if I'll be back. I have to go do some shit. I have some errands to run and shit, but we'll be back one way or another.
I have
some
errands to run.
Yeah, I'm definitely back. I'm on fire like a red-headed stepchild. Watch me. Hello, we are back on Girls Night with Tom Brodley, and I am going to actually be stepping out for a little bit, and I'm going to leave the leadership role to Tommy McNamara,
because
I trust him to do it. Him and Joey Deschanel are going to take over mm-hmm. the rest of the episode, and so I'll be back, hopefully before it ends. Sorry about this, guys. Mm-hmm. All right, bye.
See ya. All right, guys, welcome back to It Ain't Marin, But It'll Do, with me. And Joey Deschanel. Boys, how you guys doing?
I'm doing well, Joey and Tommy. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, we're all pretty good. Connor, how's your ex?
Whoa! What
was whoa!
Hello?
Something interesting.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
AIDS.
Welcome.
Hey, is this Girls Night with Tom Brady?
Nope, huh? This is... It ain't Marin, but it'll do.
It's a fancy podcast, though, right?
Yeah. It's fancy.
Well, okay, this is perfect. This is good. All
who
right,
the fuck
let's
are
go,
you?
Let's go.
What's going on?
Oh, me? That's easy. I'm Larry Cantwell.
Larry Cantwell?
You've heard of me, right? From the TV?
What TV show?
Yeah, what TV?
Oh, it's a paid programming late at night. Sometimes.
Oh, so you're on a lot of
networks.
TVs.
No, it's, I mean, yeah, not just one TV.
Oh, okay.
Did you think that
I just
when someone's on TV, it's just your TV?
Yeah.
Well, who could prove otherwise?
That's a good point, unless maybe you looked on Twitter. Look, I don't have a lot of time.
Why not? What are you so fucking busy for?
I'm going around to every podcast to promote myself. I'm Larry Cantwell.
Oh, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you?
I'm a motivational speaker. I try to improve people's lives with my word.
Why don't you improve your fucking voice, Larry?
Hey. See, in
use...
my classes, you would learn to not take shots at people like that. Because you would be so satisfied when you're done that you would have no time for anything but pure joy.
You ever
but
take
how do
shots?
I get satisfied?
What's that? How do you get satisfied?
Yeah,
I know
easy.
How to get satisfied.
Take one simple class with me, and by the end, I guarantee you'll be satisfied.
Okay. Are your classes on TV or in person?
Can I do it
you
online?
Have to do it in person to get the full effect.
Where is it? Where can we find your class?
Easy. You go to my website, dumpsterfuck.com.
Is there a www. or do you just...
No, if you use www. the government somehow gets involved. I don't fully understand it.
I don't like those guys.
Now, Dumpsterfuck's an interesting name for a motivational speaking website. Why don't you...
Oh, you know what?
That.
I should tell you. There's multiple ways to get to my website. That's like one of those things where it forwards.
It's a redirect.
It's a redirect, sure. My actual website, if you go to it, the blog title is Larry Cantwell's Gonna Take You to the Top.
Oh, okay.
Sure. And you find out the location of each motivational speech from that website.
So you roam.
Oh, I have to be on the move constantly.
Why?
Sure. Well, you know, not everybody believes in my methods. You understand?
Okay.
Hey, if you want to get people uplifted, sometimes you got to take things in your own hands.
You're making like weird reference, like weird, like. This seems sexual, kind of.
You're talking about. I feel like you're coming at me. You're talking about words like sexual and satisfying. Here's what you need to do. Hey, who knows what anybody said? Words are in the ether.
Bitch.
Joey Deschanel, what do you got to say about
this? Is that famous 80s comedian Joey Deschanel?
Hey, it's my old buddy, my old college roommate, Larry Cantwell.
You guys know each other?
Oh, yeah. We go way back. Joey Deschanel, how did I not see you sitting literally feet from me?
We went to a historically black college.
Uh-huh. Oh, I remember.
Emerson?
Emerson.
Yeah, Emerson.
It was Emerson, I remember.
I went to Lake and Palmer.
I looked at this guy and I said, Larry Cantwell, you're going to make it someday.
Hey, I looked at this guy and said, hey, one day this guy's going to get locked up one way or another. And here Byron Allen finally did it to you.
He fucked me. Wow,
did
you
Byron
guys...
Allen fuck you?
Hey.
Hey, we'll talk about it in my motivational speech. We'll get you good and fixed up, if you know what I mean.
Now, Larry, no. I don't want to step on your turf, but if I was me and someone
you
told me
you?
To go to dumpsterfuck.com,
uh-huh.
You know what I'd do, folks? No wow. relation.
Oh, damn it.
I was convinced that you were going to say walk the other way there, because that was your old catchphrase back when you had those allegations against you.
Allegations, alligators. They're both in a pond. That's what I say.
I'm in a bit of a hot mess myself, to be honest with you. I got some allegations against me.
What's going on with you?
Oh, it's a whole thing. We'll get into it later. I don't want to talk about it on mic.
You keep wanting to get into things later and saying, you know what I mean.
Isn't motivational speaking all about the now?
Yeah, this is the time to do it.
Oh,
I mean, isn't Marin, but it will do.
You want me to do what I do here?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'll tell you the truth. We do most of my
What's
work.
What's we?
Oh, me and my clients.
Oh,
you understand? I have to organize little get-togethers. Sometimes it's at steam rooms. I'll do my speeches. Sometimes
have you ever been to Steamworks in Chicago?
I have been to Steamworks in Chicago. I haven't done it there, no.
Works if you work it.
Is that right?
Wait, can I tell a quick story to derail this?
I mean, I guess. I was kind of just coming on to promote my thing, but hey, if you want to tell a story,
really
I don't
know on how topic.
This podcast works.
I went and I got a
Is it on topic of Steamworks? Because you brought that up.
Larry, I need you to shut the fuck up. This is more for Tim. One time a girl came up to me after a show and was like, do you want to get a drink? And I was like, yeah, Avi. And then we got a drink. And I was like, what do you do for a living? And she said, I give happy ending massages. And I thought she was joking. So I said, works if you work it. And she goes, no, I'm serious. And I was like, oh, for sure. What a weird response.
That's how
was
you
that.
Responded?
Works
oh,
if
sure?
you work it.
What is a happy ending massage?
That's where a fat Asian lady beats your dick off till you come in her hand.
All right, let's get back on topic.
I like that philosophy.
I feel like, what kind of clients are you looking for?
Oh, honestly, I will take any kind of client. Anybody who wants to be satisfied.
How are you satisfying them? Can you show me on Connor?
Oh, yeah, I'll show on Connor.
Here's what I do. Here's what I do. Okay, Connor, you come into my class. I say,
What are class sizes? Are they big, small?
Oh, it depends. Usually about four of us.
Okay.
Getting together, having a good time.
Okay.
So we'll meet in like a bathhouse. Yeah. Or like,
you know what we call four people in a bathhouse in Italy?
What's that?
Italian doubles.
That's Joey Deschanel.
Bitch.
I told you he's going to go to the top.
No, you said I was going
to
go to jail.
With a bunch of Italians, I'd walk the other way.
Walk the other way, bitch.
I thought you were going to be.
All right.
I thought you were going to go to the top in the prison system, though.
Wait, I think
like a Johnny Cash type.
You mean like the kind of guy who like works in the library, gets one of those cushy prison jobs?
Exactly, like an Andy Dufresne of comedy.
That was the longest night of his life. That's a pretty good Morgan Freeman, guys.
Yeah, over at the Pittsburgh Improv, what I heard.
Look, I'm going to do my thing to Connor.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you come into my class, and I would say things like, what are you looking for in life? What do you think is a fault of yours?
Oh, man, so many.
You're wrong about all of them.
Really?
You're probably looking at this room of people and saying, I don't feel lovable. I don't feel sexy. I don't feel fuckable.
Yes.
Probably thinking that about yourself. I guarantee you there's one person in this room who will fuck you right now. So you should feel good about yourself.
Really?
Yeah, I guarantee it.
So who's that one person?
Yeah. I mean, what if they're all hotties?
If they're with all hotties bodies. In the room? Yeah. Well, yeah, hey, just don't wanna fuck let's me. Say these three people don't want to fuck you. Yeah. I guarantee one person does.
Who's that one person?
You keep pointing at yourself.
Hey, I don't want to give away my methods on the podcast.
I think we should go back to your website name, dumpsterfuck.com.
Hey,
here's the thing.
I'm on the website.
Okay.
And the headline of it says, who has two thumbs and guarantees he'll fuck you? And it's just a picture of you, and it says this guy.
People like sex. Sex sells. You don't actually have to do it.
And why are there all these dancing hamsters on the website?
Look, I made that website back in the 90s.
It's a .cjb.net, I noticed.
I said,
it's a GeoCities.
I said, hey, these hamster dance people are making all the money. Why don't I make my own hamster dance? But they're not hamsters. I could be sued by that.
Do you remember?
Those are moles dancing.
It was me and you, and we had kind of like a social network thing with those dancing moles. We were sitting in that dorm room, and you started drawing a mole on the window. You remember this?
Oh, I remember. Sure, this changed my life. This moment, this night.
And then I forgot your fucking name. What's your name again, you piece of shit?
Larry Cantwell.
Larry Cantwell.
Larry King, the one
Larry
and only.
Cantwell. Oh, believe me, I was Larry King. I had to change my name. Yeah, I was Larry King.
I heard,
live.
I heard in your book you wrote, I had to change my name because an old Jew took it.
Hey, you read my memoir and didn't know who I was when I came in?
Well, there's no pictures of you in it. It's unpublished.
That is true. I have to kind of stay off the grid.
I found it in a dumpster covered in cum.
The About the author just says go to dumpsterfuck.com.
Yeah.
It's one of my... I'm going to come clean with you guys a little bit. It's called dumpsterfuck.com.
We know that.
Oh, well, then I have nothing else to reveal.
Hey, this is my favorite podcast to reveal stuff on. You guys know why? It ain't Marin, but it'll do.
Close.
Bitch.
You like that word bitch now, I see.
Who are you talking to?
Joey Deschanel.
Oh, he just left.
Oh, Joey.
I'm Marlena Rodriguez.
Tommy,
is this a video podcast?
Tommy showed me the crack of his ass.
I thought my belt would allow me to go further.
Look.
In my defense.
I didn't realize I was on a podcast where people just jump in and out and come in whenever they feel like. I was trying to promote my newest book.
What do you mean you didn't know that? That's how you got in here.
Yeah,
you broke our window.
I thought one person could do it.
Let me
know.
Ask you 20 questions about this podcast. Number one.
I'm going to go ahead and say maybe it should only be five.
All right, let's do five questions. What's the title of your new book?
The new title of my new book is Finding Myself in You.
And where does this book sold?
It's sold out of the trunk of my Chrysler LeBaron.
Does it have a subtitle?
It
Finding
is.
Myself in You, colon.
Colon.
In your colon.
In your colon.
Do you get mad when I step on your jokes?
Joey, I'm glad you're back. I feel it's weird that you stepped in and out so quickly.
Yeah,
but I think it's okay.
With my bladder problem, my doctor would thank me.
Joey, your sense of humor is the only one I enjoy.
All right, last question. You remember that night on the quad in 82?
Oh, I remember.
All right,
last question.
Topic!
The
dumbest.
Look.
I think you kind of took that night on the quad into your made a part of your motivation because there was, what, four people?
Here's what I have about me that's special, that's different from your Timmy Robbins or your Kyle Cieslers.
Your Honorable Dr. Mazehead.
Your Honorable Dr. Mazehead, whoever the fuck that is.
It's a cool guy.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. One, my speeches will inspire you to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
And two, you get fucked. Ooh. And three, I could fuck anybody. Like, I promise that.
Hey.
People don't understand what a gift that is. People, that's looked down upon. Oh, he'll fuck anything that moves. Do you know how hard that is? To fuck anything that moves?
Yeah.
It's difficult for most people, but not for me.
The Fault in Our Stars moved me. Could you fuck that?
Yes.
Okay.
I have.
Didn't you say
I cured half of those kids?
Yeah, you
I
said,
haven't read the book.
There's two you sick said, kids in the book. You said that means you killed one of them.
You said you fucked him so hard you fucked the cancer out that ass. Remember
I did not say that.
Jesus.
Oh, I said that.
Hey.
Oh, I was going to ask if you knew Anthony Kiedis.
Anthony.
Can I just go? I do know Anthony Kiedis. I fucked him.
Yeah?
My man.
He's in one of my classes. Anybody. I turned his life around.
Was it under a bridge downtown?
It was under a
did
bridge
did he just
downtown.
Give it away?
He gave it away, gave it away, gave it away then and now.
Did you squeeze that soul?
Hey.
Did you aeroplane?
Did you
Is
get
that a Chili Pepper song?
Did you fuck him in a stadium arcadium?
I did.
Did you get a...
Because it was a mirror to the moon.
Did you get tested because you got some of his blood, sugar, and his sex magic in your mouth?
I never get tested. It doesn't seem, you know, if you no news is good news is what I heard.
As a motivational speaker, this seems like a bad thing to tell people.
What's that?
No news is good news, according to what I've heard.
When it comes to sex tests, no news is good news.
That's your catchphrase?
Sure.
I heard if you fuck a lot, your body gets more immune to STDs. That's what the owner of the Kansas City Stanford and Sons told me.
Goes, that seems irrelevant to this.
He said, "I'm just I'm one of those guys that fucks a lot of women, so my body's more immune to diseases, so I don't have to get tested."
Man, back when I used to do stand-up comedy,
we started together.
Comedy?
We used to do
we
the campus
together.
Shows.
Sure.
We were a two-man team. We were the Putterbob brothers.
Well, I think that's pretty inside, but...
I mean, Larry, you're the kind of guy that likes to be inside, if you know what I mean.
Hey, they call me Inside Man. I was supposed to have that role, but then I guess Denzel couldn't feed his kids for the next 50 years.
Denzel or Clive
Owen?
Oh,
he's not making enough money. Inside Man, Denzel Washington. I'm thinking of that John Q movie.
You said that like you were going to list... You are off the rails, Larry.
Hey, they don't call me Larry Rails.
Are you off the rails? Or
hey, I'm on the rails. The motivational speaking
takes its toll.
Circuit is a lot like comedy in the 80s. It's just blowing fucking constantly.
Wait. It's blowing.
It's blowing and fucking constantly.
Blowing and, okay. Yeah, right.
And also cocaine, illegal cocaine.
The rails are the guy's dicks, right?
Yes. Yeah, I fuck guys, and I'm not gay. You know?
Hey.
I don't like the rap.
You're just omnisexual.
Yeah. I don't think there's a term for what I am. Hey, no news is good news when it comes to your sexuality. I just let people use my body as some sort of trash heap.
Joey, what would you do if you got into that situation?
Someone fucking me like a trash heap?
Yeah.
Walk the other way.
Look, do you guys want to get motivated or not,
bitch?
Yeah. You're sitting in a fucking living room doing a gay little podcast.
I just came out. Please be sensitive. I told you in college that someday I'm going to come out and you're going to be the rock to support me. And look at us now.
Hey, I support you 100%. You never visited me when I was in jail.
I wrote you 365 letters.
I never got them.
Our voices are so similar now.
They're very similar all of a sudden.
Larry, why won't you be as Dwayne Johnson?
We're making out. Sorry.
We're making out. Hey, it's okay to make out with him because he's no relation. We're all friends now.
Larry Cantwell, I'm sorry.
No, I think we just got married.
That's right.
I mean, you and Joey did.
Larry Cantwell.
I'm Marlena again.
Look, to be honest, I'm doing this podcast because I'm trying to clear my name. I'm on the sex offender list right now, and I'm not allowed to go to schools where that's where the real money in motivational speaking.
Who'd you offend
is.
With your sex?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It sounds stupid, but I got a hand job at an Asian massage parlor, and my friend told me, he's supposedly a lawyer, he told me it was legal as long as they didn't tell me what the price was. And it turns out he was totally wrong. I went to prison for a couple of years.
Well, I'm an honorable judge and doctor, so...
That's true. Yes.
If I know anything, it's that you can do that for reals and it's pretty cool.
Well, I went to jail for it, so hey, whatever, I don't
How
know.
How many years you go to jail for?
This is a big question.
20. 20 years in jail.
Did you also kill the woman?
No, I didn't kill her. Sure, I strangled her a little bit, but that's because that's what I'm into sexually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've heard that.
So we call an Italian rim job.
Well, you know, Italians don't know how to do anything right sexually.
See, for me, everybody is always fucking me because that's part of my seminar. But when I get a chance to fuck, it's like I want to take full power. You know what I mean? I don't want to hurt anybody, but it's just what I'm into sexually. So this broad starts jerking my gherkin. And
go on.
And I'm like, hey, I guess we're doing it now. I didn't even know that it was a happy ending massage or whatever you called it earlier. I just thought it was a normal, fun connection we were having. To be honest, I didn't put two and two together until I heard you explain what that is.
I thought I was in love, too. But were you in love with this woman when she started rubbing your peen?
I was in love.
Have you ever had a summer love, Tim?
No, I haven't, and you know that. And that's very rude that you bring it up.
If somebody ever told me that they wish they'd had a summer love, I'd probably make fun of them for the rest of my fucking life. And I'm a sex slave, basically.
Well, guys,
I think that's why you have such a good sense of humor, because you're just...
Hey, I have a good time. Bitch! All right, I think I'm going to get out of here. You kids are fun. Come
see you later. Don't go through the window.
Ah, I already went through the window.
No.
Hey, guys. Did anything weird happen while I was gone?
My old college roommate came in.
Oh, yeah? You telling me that Larry Cantwell was here?
You know that it's his old roommate?
Well, I just knew that I looked him up.
He was our RA.
The old the Facebook from your college. Mm-hmm. You know, back when they were on paper back then.
Yeah, most of those faces, historically black.
Face black, of course. Yep.
That's what Ian Abramson puts under his fucking mustache.
Well, I'll assume that nothing weird happened. I think that we should wrap this podcast up with a couple of quick segs. The first one is a fan favorite, and especially for the green shirt heads. As we all know, our friend Connor is boiling with rage all times. He's one of these people who he's very quiet on the outside, but he's raging on the inside. So we like to give him a little bit of a rant segment, and that segment is called Connor's Qualms. He's super pissed. Connor's Qualms. He's shaking his fist. Connor's Qualms. He's about to unload. Connor's Qualms. So watch him explode.
So I was at the comedy club this weekend, and I was doing the show, and it got to my segment of the show. I was on the website. I was on posters, but they didn't. The host he mispronounced my last name. He said Connor Delaney. I don't know who that is, but I went on stage anyway because the show must go on, and we still got all my jokes. So it was fun.
Connor's Qualms. He's super pissed. Connor's Qualms. He's shaking his fist. Connor's Qualms, he's about to unload. Connor's Qualms, so watch him explode.
He just exploded.
That was Connor's Qualms, everybody, and we'll let Connor calm down for a second. Man, that was hard to watch. A lot of rage. It's pretty sick. You have a problem, and you should get it figured out. But then, we'll exploit it with our fun little segment. Who was that?
I bet Larry Cantwell could have helped.
Why is that?
He was a motivational speaker.
Oh, he was?
Have you ever been to dumpsterfuck.com?
I could have used a motivational speaker. I have been to dumpsterfuck.com.
Yeah, so you've seen the thing. Who has two thumbs and guarantees that you'll fuck somebody in this room? It's this guy, Larry Cantwell.
It was Larry Cantwell?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was here. That's nuts. I thought it was a different Danny... I thought it was a different Larry Cantwell. I thought that it was no relation.
What's that piece of paper you keep looking at? Because you can't remember the name of your own character.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, this sounds like an Italian mix-up to me.
What, are you a construction artist now? Because you're breaking the fourth wall.
Oh,
a construction artist? Anyways.
This guy mixes metaphors more than my bartender.
What? That didn't make it. It was so perfect. That was, I think that was funnier than you idiots.
I didn't even hear it.
I fucked it up by laughing too hard. All right. Welcome back to Girls Night with Tom Brady. We've got one last segment, and it is called Anthony Kiedis News.
Woo!
I'm really excited for this one. In Anthony Kiedis News, we like to deliver hard-hitting news about Anthony Kiedis, and we do that by way of me telling you information about anybody, and then you guys tell me whether or not it's about Anthony Kiedis. So I'm going to give you guys the information, and I'll let you guys guess if it's about Anthony Kiedis or someone else. And usually it's either about Anthony Kiedis or a homeless person or a ghost. This one, it's about Anthony Kiedis or anybody. Anthony Kiedis News. Here is the information. So in the winter of 1999, a young Asian woman named Hay was murdered, and Adnan Syed was put into prison for 15 years for the murder with a very light case. No one's sure if he did it or not, really, but it's all kind of based on this guy Jay's hearsay and in his testimony. It's only his information that's put this man in jail. Hay was found in Leakin Park, and there are several people who could be guilty of her murder, but it's kind of the details are shoddy, and Adnan doesn't really have a good reason or alibi. He doesn't have a good alibi, but Jay has a lot of weird things to say. He doesn't, his testimony doesn't match up with itself sometimes. So, guys, do you think that this is news about Anthony Kiedis or someone else?
May I say, if someone calls me and says, "Hey, I just strangled my girlfriend in the parking lot of the Best Buy," you know what I'd say, folks? Walk the other way. And yeah, it's Anthony Kiedis.
Okay, Tim, what do you think?
Well, I think it could, it sounds like it's very, like it's Anthony Kiedis' MO.
Okay, you know? It seems like it's Anthony Kiedis, sure.
But I really feel like it's Rivers Cuomo.
You think it's Rivers Cuomo, okay. Tommy?
I think that it was definitely Adnan. And despite the inconsistencies in Jay's story, he was probably there, but Adnan's hiding something.
Well, you guys were all wrong. The results are inconclusive, and nobody decided to make Anthony Kiedis testify. No one asked whether or not he did it, so the jurors never really made a call. So we're not really sure if Anthony Kiedis was a part of it or not. But where was Anthony Kiedis on that day? What do I know that you don't? Next time on Serial.
Mail Kim.
Mail Kim.